It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, this is going to be good. The doctor of football, Brian Bulaga, and the professor himself, Jason Wilde, since he's so nice. How are you doing? The doctor of football, Brian Bulaga, starts the segment. Take it away.
Jason, how we doing?
I'm great, and it's so thoughtful of you to ask.
Well, I'm happy to do it, as always. Quick question. You know, out of all your training camps and all the day ones that you covered, from an eventful standpoint, where does this one rank?
Not quite as high as the insanity of Brett Favre-Palooza before you arrived. But, look, I'll be honest with you. I kind of thought this was going to happen when it didn't get done before he reported on Wednesday, and when it didn't happen, when Kenny Clark got a deal and he didn't, I thought, now that's interesting. So, like, when Goody admitted this morning that David Mulugeta and Andrew Kessler had notified them on Saturday night that without a new contract he wouldn't practice until he had one, it's not like I fell out of my chair in the media auditorium. Like, I kept trying to warn folks that this was a possibility. And I know you and I and Tausch talked about the way that whole situation was handled at his youth camp a few days ago. And you were the first one to say it, that it made you less optimistic that something was going to be done for the first day of camp. Now, is it the end of the world that it's not done already? No, of course it's not. And he was there. I mean, I love how Sean Clifford talked to us today. I asked him about the guys having Jordan's back on this. And he said, look, it's not like he's in California. Like, he's been in all the meetings. He was at practice. Clifford said that he got to the stadium this morning at 7 o'clock. He had been told by Love on Saturday or Sunday that this was going to happen. So he knew that he was going to be running the number one offense. So he arrives at work at 7 a.m. He gets to the locker room, puts his stuff in his locker, and he looks down a few stalls down, and there's Love's bag. Love had already beaten him to the stadium, even though he wasn't going to practice. So here's a guy who was going to be running the number one offense in Love's absence, and Love got to work before he did, even though he wasn't going to be practicing. So I think there's a universal feeling in the building among players and even among Goody and LaFleur that this is not a big deal. But that doesn't, and this is my chicken little in me, that doesn't guarantee that it won't become a big deal. So if it gets done by the end of the week, great. But you certainly have been through this process yourself, and you weren't a franchise quarterback. Things can take turns in a negotiation. And so while everyone seemed just fine with the reality of him not practicing today or even tomorrow or Wednesday, and then they've got Thursday off, this is not over yet. And so we always have to kind of keep our antenna up just in case it takes a turn.
Yeah, which, listen, that's why these quarterback deals are so interesting, because they can go any way, right? And I think what you and I talked about when I told Homer, I truly believe the sticking point is the guaranteed money. The guaranteed money is the issue here, and how it's structured potentially, because we saw Kenny Clark's deal. He got, what, 29 guaranteed, 24th this year. So essentially they owe him $5 more million next year. And then they can be done with them. And that's the way Green Bay likes to do deals. And Jordan Love's camp is probably looking at the way this thing is structured, and they don't like it. So I think there's an issue with the guaranteed money and the structure, and that's going to take some time. That doesn't get solved overnight. And we'll see. I mean, you're right. It could be by Wednesday. It could be by next Wednesday. Or even later. We have no idea. But regardless, I think it's going to be okay. Like, I really think everyone can take it. It's going to be okay, and they're going to be okay. And I'm not worried about. What I'm worried about is two guys. You know, first of all, Jayden Reed hurts his hamstring at a charity camp. Is that correct?
So it's his he said it was his toe.
Okay, his toe.
Now I don't know, you know, there's nothing, you know, and Rodgers went through it, and he did not have COVID toe, of course. He made sure he was clear on that. But, like, the thing I hate about toe injuries, and Homer's old enough to remember Sterling Sharp when he had turf toe, and it sounds like such an inconsequential injury. But if you're running and pushing off, that ain't no joke. Like, it can be excruciatingly painful and problematic. Now, we did talk to Reed. He called it a freak accident. He said he wasn't wearing the right shoes for his youth camp. He said, I quote, kind of jammed my foot up a little bit, but I'm good, nothing to worry about. Again, this is what players do, though. I mean, there's been games where, you know, you probably shouldn't have been playing, and of course, what'd you tell us? Nothing to worry about. I'll be ready to go. So I'm always a little cautious with players downplaying it, but he certainly did not seem to be a guy who is panicking about missing like 2 weeks of camp because he hurt his foot. And also, Goody even made fun of him.
So
I don't know if an 8-year-old beat him on a route or something, but it's nothing we expect to be too long. So I don't think that there's a lot of panic there.
All right. Well, as long, I mean.
Hold on. Can we interrupt for a second? We have Goody in his response to Jason Wilde, just trying to let everybody know.
We'll get there.
Excuse me, I didn't hear that.
We'll get there.
One more time. What was it?
We'll get there.
All right.
Hey, he didn't say when, did he? Didn't say when,
Jason,
did he?
No.
Yeah, what was the question that you asked that led to that response?
Ooh, it was, first of all, as you know, having endured my questions both as a player and as a guest on Wilde and Tausch, they're never short, and very seldom are answers short to me. That is a snippet of a much, much, much longer answer from him about the process. And my question was, I said, I know you don't want to get into the specifics of, you know, what the holdup might be here, but is any part of it the fact that, you know, he was awesome during the second half of last season, but he doesn't have as lengthy of a resume of high-level performance? And I thought, to me, that was the, you know, that was the most telling answer. Those last three words are at the end of an answer that was, hold on one second, 175 words long. And so, you know, within that answer, he said it wasn't unexpected. We'll get it done. Hopefully he won't miss too much time. But again, you know, his point was, and I don't know if Pebble has the full quote, but I thought what was telling was he said, you know he's our franchise quarterback. It's not like we're trying to make that decision. At the same time, we want to put the best team around him that we can. And we want to make sure that we can do what we need to do for our football team moving forward. And again, you are, as is often the case, Doc, right, that these guys do not like to give out guaranteed money. They want to have the flexibility that if a guy goes to hell in a handbasket, they are not going to be dragged down with him. And so do I think they think Jordan Love is going to revert to the guy who played the first seven games and completed 57% of his passes? I don't. But as I've been saying for weeks now, it is their responsibility to protect the organization as best they can in the unlikely event that that happens. And so, again, I think that they'll get this done, but you are, in my mind, right on the money that the guaranteed money is the holdup.
They'll make him the highest paid player ever. I have no problem with that, but if the guaranteed money,
why do you say that?
Because they don't care about the overall money. They just say that they care. They'll make whatever the highest number is. He can top that, but the guaranteed will not be at the highest level of it. That's what he's not getting. He is not getting the highest ever amount of guaranteed money. So you want whatever, pick your number. This is the amount of guaranteed. Just for the reasons that you said, it's just for show.
Yeah, I hate that because I just don't think that that's a realistic measure of a contract. But you're right. So if they sign them to a four-year, $224 million contract, that averages $56 million a year, he will have the mantle of the highest paid player in the league and the highest paid quarterback. But again, he will have less in his contract that is unguaranteed and total amount than Deshaun Watson, than Joe Burrow have guaranteed in their contract. So if he gets 224 overall, but he gets 140 guaranteed, again, that's a lot of money to us normal. That's even a lot of money to Brian, and he played in the NFL. But it's not as much as even Jared Goff got guaranteed. So I think Brian is right, and those the devil will be in the details once this contract is done.
And will the 14, is he going to play for the 14 and they'll add it on to that, or do you think they'll start over?
No, I think so they'll add on to that, but like in Kenny's case, you know, Kenny's now under contract through 2027, so it's a three-year extension. He gets more money than he was supposed to get this year. The same thing will happen with Love. Like, he'll have the $11 million that he was supposed to get, but he'll get, I don't know what they'll guarantee on sign. I don't know what the signing bonus will be. Let's just say for easy math, it'll be $89 million. Because then you add the $11 million in, and he gets $100 million in compensation this year, right? So, again, I don't know how they're going to structure it, but the bottom line is if he gets a four-year extension, he will be under contract through 2028.
That means they're getting a huge deal this year.
Yeah.
However,
he'll get a lot of money. He'll get one of those big publishers clearinghouse checks from Associated Bank. That's for sure.
Brian, can you Goody? Can you do it once more? I know you're busy and there's a lot going on, but just so everybody heard it,
we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Yeah, that's what everybody needs to know. And when? I don't know. When am I going to mow my lawn? I don't know. Next day, next week, whatever. You like that comparison, Jason? It's about as important as when you're going to mow your lawn next.
No, if I remember correctly, like, you had the city of Wauwatosa, or the village. What is that technically?
That was my son's yard.
Didn't they go after you?
Yes, they did. Yes.
The grass is too long.
I have the picture, yes. All right, we made a mistake, so then I get my money back. Oh, no, we don't make mistakes like that. My son said it's the maddest he's ever seen me.
So. What did you do, let your grass grow?
No, they took pictures. He had grass, I don't know, 12 inches in one part of his yard. I'll send you the pictures. You won't believe it. You'll say, no, you're making this up. Nope, not making it up, but it's nice of Jason to remember.
It's a classic story.
I would have, if I was thinking of donating $10,000 to the person that person was running against in their county, whatever. And somebody said, Homer, we've checked it out. That ain't going to make a difference. So you better save your money because you're just throwing it away. Yeah, 10 grand, baby. You're going down. Do you know who I am? I never would have said that. But I would have said.
Yeah, that's never good.
When did you stop caring about people? That's what I wanted to say. But I'm almost as mad now just thinking about it.
All over the grass. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes. If I had known David Gruber, I'd have called him that. If I didn't think it was worthy of his time.
We'll get there.
Yeah. So do you feel good? Do you feel good about we'll get there, Jason? That's what people want to know. Do you feel good?
I mean, they're not gonna start the season with Sean Clifford at quarterback in Brazil.
Okay.
I mean, no. It'll be fine.
And but, how much does Jordan Love really need in order to be ready for the first game? Well, we know he's not gonna be ready. Nobody's ready because they don't really have appropriate training camp. So the football stinks. What, the first couple weeks? What's the proper way to say that? First two games, three games? I'll defer to both the two of you. How long does NFL stink as a result of not having any real training camp? Jason, how many weeks?
Brian would know better than I. He played in some of those games where they stunk at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I would say the first two games are always a little iffy. Right, a little iffy that. The first 2 weeks. getting your feet wet. We'll just put it that way. Kicking off the rust.
And they did. They weren't previously as much a little iffy as they've become.
No. My rookie year, it was pedal to the metal, man. There was no – I remember that first game against the Eagles. I think we put up around 30-something points. I think the Eagles scored 28. It was a heck of a game. It was like, oh, wow. No game against, like, Maine or something like I had at Iowa where we get to kind of work into this thing. Nope, you're going to the Eagles week one, and it's going to be a 6-7 touchdown affair. Yeah, here we go. Unbelievable. Nowadays, it's a little iffy.
A little iffy. We're going to use that one in the future. Jason, you can as well as if you wish. Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
That segment was not a little iffy. Next.